Have you ever caught yourself mindlessly scrolling through social media when you meant to work on something important? Or perhaps you've looked up from your phone to realize an hour vanished without a trace. You're not alone, and it's not an accident. Our attention has become the most valuable commodity in the modern economy, with entire industries engineered to capture and monetize every spare moment of focus. The average person checks their phone 96 times per day, once every 10 minutes. But here's what's remarkable. The very people who designed these attention-capturing systems are now seeking ways to escape them. This paradox reveals something profound about our moment in history. We're living through an attention crisis that's fundamentally reshaping how we work, relate to others, and experience our own lives. Understanding why we're so distractible and what we can do about it isn't just about productivity anymore. It's about reclaiming agency in a world designed to fragment our focus. The stakes are higher than we think. Our ability to do meaningful work, maintain deep relationships, and live according to our values all depend on mastering this challenge. What drives you to check Instagram when you should be working? The real culprit isn't notifications, it's internal discomfort. All human behavior is driven by the desire to escape discomfort. We reach for our phones because tasks feel difficult, boring, or anxiety-inducing. Checking email provides instant relief from that uncomfortable project. Distraction is about pain management, not time management. Evolution wired us for perpetual dissatisfaction. Our ancestors who felt content didn't strive for better conditions and were less likely to survive. We inherited their restlessness and negativity bias, traits that once ensured survival, but now leave us vulnerable in a world engineered to exploit our discomfort. Consider how quickly pleasure fades while discomfort lingers. A promotion's excitement evaporates within weeks. One critical comment stings for months. This creates a persistent background hum of unease that we instinctively escape through the nearest screen. The battle for focus isn't fought against external triggers, but within the landscape of our own discomfort. When the urge to check social media strikes during focused work, most advice prescribes willpower, but research shows thought suppression backfires. Try not thinking about a pink elephant, and it becomes impossible to ignore. There's a better approach, borrowed from addiction research: surfing the urge. Instead of fighting the impulse, observe it with curiosity. When you feel that familiar itch to check your phone, pause. Notice the physical sensations: tension in your shoulders, restlessness in your hands, a slight acceleration in your heartbeat. By exploring these sensations rather than immediately acting on them, you create space between stimulus and response. Brain scans reveal why this works. Naming and observing emotions activates the prefrontal cortex, your brain's rational center, while calming the amygdala that drives emotional reactivity. You're literally rewiring neural pathways to enable choice rather than automatic reaction. Here's the liberating truth. Urges follow a predictable pattern. They arise, intensify, peak, and naturally subside, usually within 10 minutes if you don't act on them. The overwhelming compulsion to check email isn't actually overwhelming at all. It's a temporary sensation that passes like weather. What separates engaging work from draining work? Often, it's perception. Three bricklayers build the same wall. One lays bricks, another builds a wall, the third creates a cathedral. Same task, profoundly different experiences. Reframing, seeing situations through different lenses, transforms tedious activities into engaging ones. Games are enjoyable because of their rules, not despite them. When writing feels difficult, reimagine yourself as a detective hunting the perfect phrase. The task hasn't changed, but your relationship to it has. Even beliefs about willpower influence focus. Studies show people who believe willpower is limited demonstrate less self-control than those who view it as abundant. Seeing yourself as easily distracted versus someone becoming indistractable creates self-fulfilling prophecies. Reimagining requires no external changes, just shifted perception. When you feel resistance, ask, "How else might I see this? What would make this interesting?" These questions unlock engagement that willpower alone cannot. Ever end the day feeling busy but unaccomplished? Being busy isn't the same as making progress on what matters. The solution isn't working harder, it's being intentional about how you allocate time. Timeboxing offers a powerful antidote to reactivity. Instead of responding to whatever demands attention, proactively decide what deserves focus by scheduling specific blocks for your priorities. Make appointments with yourself for the things that matter most. Start by reflecting on your values. What kind of person do you want to be? If family is a core value, but your calendar shows no dedicated family time, there's a misalignment between stated values and lived reality. Convert your values into concrete time commitments. Include time for relationships, health, leisure, and personal growth, not just work tasks. This approach focuses on inputs, how you spend time, rather than outputs, what you accomplish. While outcomes depend on factors beyond your control, how you allocate attention is entirely within your power. When unexpected demands arise, make conscious trade-offs rather than automatically abandoning your plan. Reclaiming attention requires strategic intervention, not technology rejection. Ask about every external trigger. Is this serving me or am I serving it? A meeting reminder serves you. A social media alert serves the platform. Research shows visible smartphones, even powered off, reduce cognitive capacity. Creating physical distance isn't about willpower, but environmental design. Establish dedicated spaces, distraction-free zones for deep work, separate areas for email and social media. The average user has 80 apps competing for attention. Take control by removing social media apps, disabling non-essential notifications, or using tools like Freedom to block distracting websites during focused work. Redesign necessary tools for focus. Process email in batches at specific times, rather than monitoring continuously, transforming it from an all-day distraction into a contained task. The goal isn't digital minimalism, but digital intentionality. Proactively designing how, when, and why we engage with devices transforms them from masters into servants of our deeper purposes. The most profound expression of love isn't grand gestures, it's being fully present. In our distracted world, undivided attention has become the rarest gift you can offer. Relationship quality depends on attention quality. When you're physically present but mentally elsewhere, checking phones during dinner, half listening while thinking about work, you communicate that your screen matters more than the person before you. These micro-rejections accumulate, eroding trust and intimacy. Research confirms this. Merely having a phone visible during conversation reduces connection quality, even when unused. Our devices create absent presence, being physically there but psychologically absent. Creating indistractable relationships requires establishing device-free zones and practicing the art of noticing when you're mentally drifting. The ultimate irony? Our devices promise connection, but often deliver its opposite. True connection requires presence, the very thing our attention economy fragments. Your attention isn't just your most valuable asset, it's your most powerful expression of what you truly value.